Today we celebrate a feast which is very important to me and to many of us, especially all of us who are the spiritual children of Reverend Mother Mary Angelica. For today is a feast of St. Clare of Assisi. St. Clare, who was of a noble family of Assisi, whereas St. Francis himself was the son of a merchant in fine clothing and cloth. He was not of the nobility. St. Clare was. She saw everything that was going on around this young man that was very popular. At one time, he had been the troubadour of Assisi, and then he went off to war. When he came back, after having been ransomed from prison, he had changed totally and began to live solely for God, and then began to be followed by a numerous group of other young men. Well, she had made friends with him at some point, and she asked him that she wanted to be part of this movement of lady poverty and of all the virtues that he was reinstituting. Every so often in the church, there is a time of decay and of evil, and that was one of them. And so St. Francis told her, yes, you will be part of it. So at a certain time, on a certain day, actually a certain night, St. Clare left her home, and one can still visit the home, and she left her home by the special door that every door in Assisi has. Now, since Italians are particularly superstitious, there is a door through which the cadavers, the bodies of the dead, are taken out to be buried, to the funeral and then to be buried. And St. Clare left her home through the door of the dead to signify to her family that she was dead to them and they were dead to her, and that henceforth she was living only for Christ and she would follow St. Francis. So she left and deliberately left the door open so they would know by what door she escaped. And then St. Francis took her to the Benedictine nuns there in Assisi and asked them to prepare her. But the first thing, they went to the little church of San Damiano where the crucifix had spoken to him, Francis, fix my church. And he had, but he was talking about the whole church, not that little chapel. He took her there, and there he tonsured her. He cut off her beautiful, beautiful blonde hair, which is still kept in a reliquary, and put the wimple and the veil and the new habit that she was to receive. And thus, she became the foundress under St. Francis of the Poor Clares. She ruled the Poor Clares for 42 years, and she's the patroness of television because on one particular Christmas Eve, the one where he began the custom, St. Francis was going to have a living nativity scene before the midnight mass, but she was too sick to go. So she asked the Blessed Mother to let her be present somehow. And then all of a sudden, in her cell, she could see everything that was going on and the nativity scene and the mass itself. And so, of course, when Reverend Mother began the Eternal Word television network, she chose her as the patroness of that network, which is now all over the world, from nothing to having millions and millions of Catholics throughout the world who watch it and listen to it also on the radio. St. Francis, on his way to his death, and he died at the Porciuncola, the feast we just celebrated on the 2nd, he had himself brought in his litter to the monastery where St. Clare was with her nuns, and he gave her his last blessing, and then he went on to die that night in the year 1226. In the meantime, St. Clare lived over 40 years longer than St. Francis, and one of the things for which she is also known, Reverend Mother took as a sign of what they were supposed to do, is that when the Muslims were attacking the city and they were attacking the monastery of San Damiano, she asked for the monstrance to be brought out with the Blessed Sacrament, and she stood at the door. Perhaps it was their door of the dead, because it was in the second story. There was no balcony, no stairs. And from that door, she blessed, and all of a sudden, the Saracens fell off their horses and ran off, frightened to death. Who knows what they had seen? So as a result, of course, the poor Clares have been known since then to have a particular devotion to adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And so when Mother Angelica started the Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration that came down so many, many years ago to Montgomery and to Birmingham, and with the help of Archbishop Thomas J. Tulin and also others, she began that which today is the whole family of EWTN and the Poor Clares, and eventually the priests and brothers of the Eternal Word. So today we look to poor and beloved St. Clare, who gave everything up for Christ, and remember that we too must give up everything for Christ, and that when we don't know what's going to happen next and we're not even aware of how we're going to eat, that we need to trust in God, in the Blessed Mother, and everything will be all right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.